Do you think it's possible to have fear decrease by coming back to the breath? It can be a helpful anchor for when we're having to confront fear. So that by coming back to the breath, then we've got an anchor that holds us, because fear tends to either confuses us or we want to move away from something, or it just clouds the mind. So by coming back to the breath, then we're giving ourselves a point of stability to be able to reflect and investigate and to understand how's this fear work? What is it that seems so worthy of fear? Also, by coming back to the breath, we can relax the body, because you oftentimes, and that's I mean, again, it's interesting to pay attention to how the mind and the body keep a mood. Sort of revolving or moving or gives it life, so that we experience something that we're fearful of, and then the body tenses up, the body knots up, the body sort of comes in on itself, and then fear keeps moving. So that by being able to, by using the breath as a tool to help relax, settle, find a point of stability, then that gives an opportunity for that fear to dissipate. And then the body relaxes. So sort of like if your body is really relaxed, it's really hard to work up anxiety and fear. And it's just this the way it works. It has to have something that keeps it going. It's like one of the most common drugs that are given for anxiety, is Valium. And Valium's it's a muscle relaxant. It doesn't affect the mind in the sense that other than when the body is relaxed, then that kind of anxiety, it doesn't spin on itself, doesn't spin out, it doesn't. So that by coming back to the breath, then there's an ability to give the opportunity for that kind of fear to dissipate. Also, with fear, just being willing to be present with fear diminishes it. It's sort of one of the things that keeps fear going. Is the kind of the anxiety we have around fear. So it again, it sort of keeps it spinning, keeps it moving. This summer I was at the Spirit Rock family retreat, and I told the teens a story of they actually asked me, have you ever been afraid of anything, or been fearful as a monk, have you been, had experienced fear? And I said, oh yeah, sure, and told them a story of being on my own, living by myself in a very simple hut along the very large forest area along the border of Burma. And the nearest village was about a kilometer and a half away. It was just really jungle. And one night, walking meditation at night, and then having this sensation of, it was almost before, the sensation of fear coming over me, almost before what I started to even cognize it, in the sense that I could smell a tiger. Tiger has a very, very pungent odor, and I could hear it circling. And that was fear. And I didn't think in my mind, oh, I'm afraid. It was like, just reach up and grab you by the throat. So that this tremendous fear, and it was very interesting, because it just sort of all the hair stood up on my body, and it was almost precognition. It was just bang, as soon as that was there, everything, the whole body was flooded with fear. And and I'm by myself out in the jungle, and so I said, okay, now what do I do? And what came to mind, which was it could tie back to the question about faith, because what I remembered was a sutta where the Buddha talked about his own practice and going out into solitary places, going out to charnel grounds, going out to forests, where he would experience fear and a fear and dread. And what the Buddha would do would, whatever posture he experienced that fear in, then he would stay in that posture and just be with it. So I remembered that sutta. So then I just stayed on the walking path and just kept walking back and forth. And of course, the mind is, sometimes it's mindful, sometimes it's completely spinning out. And then sort of thinking, oh, what would I do if it really attacked? And I started going through the options, and I said, well, you'd just die. it was very simple. I kept walking, and then the fear really went away. And then I went into my hut, and I sat. And the hut is very flimsy, so I was sitting meditation, and then all of a sudden, just these waves of sort of fear coming in. What are you doing out in this forest by yourself, waiting for tiger to eat you. And but then, okay, just sitting with that, that's one. And it was way, way late at night before I really sort of, you know, kept working with the fear as it coming up and just staying with it and alternating and until it really felt, yeah, the fear's gone. So that one of the things that is really helpful with fear is really being willing to be present for it. And it will it'll tend to dissipate. Also, in terms of fear, as you investigate it and start looking at it, it's almost you start seeing it's almost a causal condition for so many other defilements to arise. So much of our desire is just about covering up anxiety and fear. Give me something to keep me busy. Aversion or ill will is oftentimes triggered because we're anxious or fearful, or we're not comfortable. So that many of the kind of root defilements sort of come back to that quality of fear.